Green is brought to you by Galinda Mozov Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
And here to present Being Green is our world-famous environmentalist journalist whose name momentarily escapes me. What is it?
dear.
John Richards, good morning.
Yes, what is my... Oh, no, sometimes you write your name down and you... Is that me? Yes. Anyway, that's me. Do you eat out, Rodney?
I often eat out of a can.
Yeah. Well, when you can afford it, you probably go to a restaurant.
I do indeed, yes.
And, you know, going to restaurants, you enjoy the whole experience and the food is good, it's even better, and... Sometimes it crosses your mind, what's going on in the background there? And is this place all right? And are they doing the right sort of thing? Well, people who know about that are the blog and the magazine and the media general existence. I think they call themselves a brand, and that's Eat Out, Eat Out Magazine. And the deputy editor joins us this morning, Linda Scarborough. Hello, Linda.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yes, you know all about these things, and especially you know about the awards that are coming up at the end of the year, the Woolworths Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards, and this is eagerly awaited by people who know about these things and really care about restaurants. The thing that we're focusing on here at Being Green are the Sustainability Awards. How sustainable are restaurants? Are they concerned about it? And what goes on there? So tell us about it, Linda.
So the Eat Out Woolworths Sustainability Award winners will be announced at our big award ceremony at the end of the year in November, the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards. And yes, many people are looking forward to that in the industry. The Sustainability Award is quite new. The first time we awarded a winner was last year, 2016. And already things have changed quite a lot for a lot of the restaurants who have been paying attention. The point of the award is to highlight what restaurants are doing. So we don't consider ourselves the experts necessarily. We've got some amazing judges who are on the judging panel, and restaurants enter the awards to showcase what they're doing to bring their customers the best seasonal, local, responsibly produced food.
Yeah, and the accent on responsible and being responsible about environmental affairs. That's right across the board from A to Z, isn't it?
Yes, it's not only the food, it's the people who work in the restaurant, it's the way the resources are used, so if they are careful with water, if they recycle, the farmers from which they source the produce, and the animals, how they're treated, you know, throughout their lives up until they get slaughtered to make our delicious food, and it even goes through to the menu at the restaurant. You know, are they putting things on the menu that are seasonal, things that are locally produced, or are they importing things?
And is the menu being printed on recycled paper?
Yes, that's a consideration. Yes. That's a good sign, because that means they change the menu often, which is also great, because, you know, overly long and bloated menus with items on them that maybe aren't in season, or, you know, also if there's a very long menu, that means that there might be more food waste in the kitchen if people don't order.
Of course, waste is the big thing, isn't it? One always sort of wonders now, how do they deal with the waste management? That's key.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have a very extensive entry form that restaurants who apply to enter the award, they have to fill it in, and it's very detailed from, you know, the things I've just mentioned, the waste management, the way they treat their staff, you know, all of these very important criteria, and then they have to submit some proof, and there's a shortlist drawn up based on these entry forms, and then the judges themselves actually go to visit the restaurants, they go to visit the farms that supply these restaurants, because that's an important part of the process, is the suppliers who tell you that you're getting, you know, free-range chicken.
Are they really free-range chicken?
And some of our restaurants have discovered that this isn't the case with their suppliers. So we had a restaurant in Joburg who, unfortunately, Koob's in Parkhurst, fantastic restaurant, they discovered that the pork that they were getting from a supplier wasn't actually what they were being promised. So they've ended up changing their pork procurement, and they have a farm called Brightside that supplies a lot of the produce for the restaurant, and they've actually started raising more pigs for the food themselves, which they can control. They
and do it humanely and sustainably. So when you eat out, after having looked at the sustainability awards, the Woolworths Sustainability Awards, you know that your restaurant is absolutely given a clean slate and that people are trying to... Is it your impression that, that restaurateurs are concerned about these things, that they really want to do well?
Yes, I think, and it's becoming, you know, people are becoming more aware, and it's also about educating consumers about what to look for and what to ask. You know, supply meets demand. So if the consumers are more aware and they're asking chefs, oh, where did this pork come from? And tell me about who grows your artichokes, you know. So that's an important part too, is getting everyone just more educated and more interested. And that results in better food. You know, it's not sort of a hollow, it's not a hollow thing. We're trying to improve.
All round, yeah, and especially on the sustainability front. Well, that's very good news, and it's congratulations to Woolworths and to Eat Out and to your efforts there and to all those restaurants who are going to take part. So they've still got a couple of weeks to enter. Yeah.
Yes, until the end of September. So they can, if they're interested, they can have a look on the Eat Out website. It's eatout.co.za. And they can also email awards@eatout.co.za. There's an entry form is amazing to look at from an educational point of view, even if you're not planning to enter, just to see what the criteria are.
So watch it there. Yes, Rodney is looking extremely interested and alert now. He knows that he's got standards to maintain here when he eats out next time.
I'm glad to hear that.
Linda, thanks very much. That's Linda Scarborough, Deputy Editor of Eat Out, which is everything, including a magazine and a brand and a website. She gave all the details there, and that'll be relayed on our website here on FMR. You've been listening to Being Green. I'm John Richards.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.com.
Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get Remax. Care, consciousness and commitment. At Remax, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Remax. Above the crowd.